USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second whistleblower is now coming forward in the Ukraine scandal involving President Trump and a phone call he made in July to the Ukrainian president. A Washington law firm claims it's representing multiple whistleblowers in that case. Meanwhile, Vice President and former Indiana Governor Mike Pence is being criticized by a former GOP member of Congress, as former Florida Congressman David Jolly believes Pence is complicit in impeachable behavior with President Trump.
In moments of consequence, he disappears. In moments of scandal, he suggests he knows nothing about it.
So Jolly says the House should be opening an impeachment inquiry into Pence, his press secretary dismissing the request, saying it's just another attempt from do-nothing Democrats to advance a partisan impeachment effort. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Autumn is a great time for vacation. The heat of summer has lifted, the crowds have thinned, and the crisp air invites us to travel. Bank of America executive John Sellers shares tips to maximize your financial rewards for fall travel.
No matter your destination, there are plenty of ways to make your fall trips rewarding, both personally and financially. One of our most popular benefits is the credit card rewards bonus of up to 75%. Our preferred rewards members receive that on their credit card points or cash back earnings. The Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program just celebrated its fifth anniversary, and this bonus is one that our members love. It's great for fall travel plans. Another helpful new travel perk is a discount of up to 2% on foreign currency exchange rates. So whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying internationally, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
We were expecting gas prices to keep rising for a while after attacks on Saudi oil refineries, but the average price for gasoline across the U.S. has fallen by 0.3 cents this week, down to $2.65 a gallon. Here's John Clemens.
Dr. Tahan of GasBuddy.com tells us that $2.65 national average is actually a 27-cent decrease from last year.
Average prices across the country stand at $2.65, a small increase of 0.3 cents from a week ago. Overall, prices remain 27 cents lower than last year when they averaged $2.91 a gallon.
California Motors are paying the most, but even they may get a break later this week.
Gas prices across most areas of the country will likely trickle lower this week thanks to oil prices having fallen. Even California, hard hit by refinery issues, should see some relief as well.
I'm John Clemens,
and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Activist Sean King offering up a $100,000 reward for the killer of a key witness in the Amber Geiger murder trial. The former Dallas police officer convicted last week of murdering a neighbor, mistaking his apartment for hers. She was sentenced to 10 years in jail. Joshua Brown was a neighbor of the victim as well as Geiger and gave key testimony at the trial. Police say Brown was shot and killed on Friday night in a parking lot near that apartment complex. Some Disney World visitors had quite a story to tell, not just the one they probably wanted to tell about their trip to the Mouse in Orlando, but riders on the new Skyliner gondola ride were stuck for over an hour on Saturday night because of an apparent power failure. No injuries reported. Disney opened that new attraction that connects Epcot Center, Disney Hollywood Studios, and Disney World together just last week. And the University of Kansas out with an apology after rapper Snoop Dogg performed and sparked some controversy. The rapper performing on Friday night at an annual Late Night in the Fog, complete with stripper poles, money, guns, and plenty of profanity. The Kansas athletic director issuing an apology saying they made it very clear that they wanted a clean version of Snoop Dogg's show. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.